I have again called on the council to seriously think about, for instance, the contact group. I think a contact group such as the one that will be able to brainstorm, for instance, on what are the challenges, what are the needs that the Libyan government needs, especially on issues of justice and accountability. What are the possibilities of building capacity in Libya to handle these issues? I also think that it is a possibility to see how we can pool resources, for example, and get assistance from willing states to help Libya to be able to tackle these issues of justice and accountability. I think it is for Libya to be the ones to take leadership of this role. I know that the ambassador here, representative to the UN, has really been taking leadership, and that should continue so that other interested states who want to assist, who want to help, which I think they should do, to help Libya to come out of this situation of insecurity and instability.
You also suggested that the Security Council meet with delegations from Misrata and Twerka.
Yes, I did. I have made that proposal. I think that they should be received here in New York to be able to talk through some of their differences that they have been confronted with all this while. Maybe it will create a platform of better appreciating and better understanding the problems that either of the groups feel encountering.
What are the main challenges that the ICC faces in fulfilling its mandate in Libya?
We have seen the deterioration of the situation of security in Libya for the past couple of years. This is getting worse, unfortunately, and this hampers a lot the activities of my office, such as the ability to deploy to the field to be able to conduct my investigations properly. And I also have to be very careful not to expose people who could potentially want to speak to my office about what is going on, because I have the responsibility to ensure that people who talk to my office are also protected. There is also the issue of security for the staff who deploy to the field. In addition to the instability and insecurity in Libya, there is also the issue of lack of resources to be able to adequately send investigators into the field to collect the information that I need to build on the cases that we want to bring before the ICC judges.
Can you explain to our listeners what it is that the ICC is doing exactly in Libya? What is the mandate?
Libya's situation was referred to the ICC prosecutor in 2011 by Resolution 1970, asking the prosecutor of the ICC to intervene in Libya and to investigate and prosecute the crimes. We were able to bring charges against the former head of state, Muammar Gaddafi, also against Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, as well as Abdullah al-Sanusi, the former intelligence chief. These cases have been ongoing in the ICC, the two of them, Saif Islam Gaddafi and Abdullah al-Sanusi. Of course, the warrant of arrest for Muammar Gaddafi had to be withdrawn with his demise, but these other cases have been going. There was an admissibility challenge, which basically is saying that Libya is in a position to try these cases. And the judges of the ICC decided for Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, they said that the case is admissible before the ICC, therefore the case should be tried before the ICC. With respect to Abdullah al-Sanusi, the judges of the ICC decided that particular case is inadmissible before the ICC judges and that Libya should take primary jurisdiction over that.
We have seen in recent months violent attacks committed by ISIL, ISIS-Daesh, on Libyan soil. Does the ICC have jurisdiction over these alleged acts?
Potentially, ICC could have jurisdiction. As you know, with respect to Daesh, we have been looking at the nationals of states parties who are committing crimes within the ranks of ISIL, because that is the personal jurisdiction that the ICC could have over those people who are nationals of states parties. It's a very limited jurisdiction at the moment, especially in view of the fact that primary responsibility of investigating will always be with that state party whose nationals are with Daesh, and they should do these investigations by themselves. It's only failing that ICC can look at that information.
Including in Libya,
and we have been encouraging information to be given to the ICC with respect to crimes that are being committed in Libya and elsewhere. So with respect to crimes being committed there, you know, whether it's by ISIL or Daesh or any other group that is committing crimes, we can potentially also look at those crimes. And as I said this afternoon before the Security Council, We are looking at the possibility of bringing further cases in the situation in Libya.
Lastly, we've seen Libya in the news most recently with regards to the migrants who leave from Libya towards Europe. Does the ICC have any competencies in the matter of the migrants leaving from Libya towards Europe?
With the migrant situation, as you know, with respect to Libya, we're still looking at the crimes. We still have jurisdiction by virtue of the resolution 1970. Potentially, if this migrant issue is linked to those crimes, I think one can look seriously at whether crimes are being committed, crimes against humanity. The issue of trafficking, for instance, is something that we can also look at, get information on, and analyze in the office as to the possibility or not of ICC intervening.